Good morning.
Good morning.
Everyone awake?
Yes, sir.
The one that had to shovel snow getting out of the driveway this morning?
No.
No? It has been miserably hot, hasn't it?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you're with us today. I'm Pastor David Branson. This is Lakeside United Methodist Church. So if you were looking for Lakeside, you found it. We're glad you're here today. We do have some guests with us from the Gideons. We'll be making a presentation a little bit later. But we hope that if you are visiting for the first time, that you might consider making us a church home for you and a church family. Just a couple of announcements today. Our Connect cards, of course, are found in your bulletin. That's our registration for marking your attendance and getting any notes to the pastor or the office that you would like. So be sure and drop that in the offering plate as it comes around this morning as well. The men had our garage sale yesterday, United Methodist Men. We did very well. We made $510 yesterday, which was great. And then at the end, we got a free shower from Mother Nature because we ran so hard. We were soaked to the bone, so we got cooled off after we nearly made it to our 1 o'clock closing down time. Reminder as well, we're going to have a vacation Bible school. That's coming up, right? You guys are getting excited about that. I know we are. We're going to be having a volunteer meeting on Tuesday the 30th at 7 p.m. in the library. So if you've offered to help out, we're just having one meeting this year, right, Robin? So we hope you can make it Tuesday evening at 7 in the library, and we can be given our assignments, and we can find out what we're going to do and where we need extra help. So be sure and come out for our meeting on Tuesday evening. I'd like to remind you, if there's an insert in the bulletin about a faith and family night at Roger Dean Stadium on July 26th, we have ordered the first round of tickets with that. So if you're interested in going with that, we should have a pretty good sized group going. And we'll carpool from the church here if you need a ride up there. So don't let that be a deterrent as well. So if you're interested in going to the ball game, call the office and let Carolyn know probably pretty quickly so we can see if we need to order extra tickets as well. We will be having an ice cream social after church today in the fellowship hall, welcoming Nancy and I back.
Yay.
Thank you all very much. We're going to be here another year. We're going to be here. Sandwiches and different things and ice cream as well, so you don't want to miss that at all. Mission jar. Mission jar table out there for this quarter has been First Care, our Women's Center. And today's the last day that you can give to that cause. And we hope you've been very generous this past 3 months in supporting that, the ministry as well. It's really a great group. And today, as well, like I mentioned, we're going to have a speaker from the Gideons. And in your bulletins, you will find this insert with an envelope in there. If you would like to give something to the Gideons, that's how you will do that, and drop it in the offering plate as it comes around this morning as well. So it's very exciting to have the Gideons here every year, and it's great ministry that they do, and they've got some new and exciting things that we're going to hear about this morning. So I will introduce them now just by name so you know who they are. Les Clark and his wife Carol will be joining us. They've driven all the way from the Villages. You know where that is? Up near Ocala. So the Gideons today as well, the reason this came about was the Gideons are speaking in. This is a, what do you call it, this event today? A church rally day. So the Gideons have been spread throughout Florida and this area. I don't know how big an area that covers. But today it was designated the Gideons rally day. So that's why we've invited them to come and be a part of our service today. So we look forward, Les, to you sharing the ministry of the Gideons with us today. So thank you all for being here. We appreciate that. Lots of announcements today. Look at all my little notes up here I have to go through. Matthew Meals yesterday was pretty amazing. You served 155 hot meals yesterday. That's awesome. Starting on Friday, come out and start preparing food for that. So thank you all very much. And those are salty service hours, so you know when the offering plate comes around, the salty service cards you have there, in the pews. I don't mention salty service very often. I feel like we just keep repeating it over and over. Maybe there's some new folks here. That's how we keep track of how many people in our congregation is actively involved in ministry in our community. So that can be an every week thing for you to participate in. If you've done something in our community of 1 hour of service, you then can put a salty service card in the offering plate. And we keep track of those numbers. As Methodists, we keep track of everything, and that's how we track how active we are involved in our community with salty service. So be sure, if you help out with that, to drop your card in the offering plate this morning. If I've missed anything this morning, I apologize. We have a lot going on in the life of our church. So I think now we should prepare our hearts and minds for worship. So if you would, let's prepare to worship our Lord.
And you again would help us sing our entry. It's a Learning to Lean.
Oh,
of love for you. Those moments that filled us completely with joy, faith, and hope. Lord, I know that we may have lost all of that consuming flame within us, but I ask that you please remind us today of your greatness and love. Lord, heal our spirits today. Ignite your flame within us once more, so that we can become invigorated again to sing your unending praises and truly come before you once more as passionately faithful, hopeful, and joyful followers of the Lord. Amen.
And if you would remain standing for our praise song, To Sea and Land.
Nephew, lifting them in prayer this morning. We continue continue also to continue to pray for Ken, Friend, and Rob. Linda is lifting them up this morning as well. Travel Mercies, Catriona, has family coming to West Palm Beach from Switzerland. Wow, I think they do have quite a journey ahead of them, so keep them prayed up as well. Karen and Andy as well are praying about new jobs they're working towards, so continue to pray for that as well. Travel Mercies for Emma Warwick as she is traveling to Minnesota. Safe travel mercies for them as well. And we have my wife Nancy's lifting up our poor little feeble dog. She's 16 years old, and I think tomorrow might be the day for her. So we need your prayers tomorrow as we face that decision for our little Nell. We have a praise this morning. Our kids got back from camp this week. We're so glad they're back. I assume they're sleeping in this morning, right? Oh, they're both come back sick, so okay. I see here came back with colds, so they were willing to share their colds with everyone who came. But we know that they've had a great time and are coming back refreshed from that. We have had two deaths in our congregation this week. Wanda Bell, Miss Wanda, up in North Carolina. She passed away this week, as well as David Nagel. David's back there in the second row from the back, and he has gone on to be with the Lord this week as well. So let's continue to pray for their family and friends as they mourn that death this week. I know you bring things to the cross this morning. It's time for you to present them to the Lord and Savior on the cross. So would you bow your heads with me and pray with me this morning? Gracious and loving God, you see the world through your eyes. But Father, we pray that we, seeing it through our eyes, can make some sense of what's going on around us. Father, as we've lifted up all of our loved ones and friends here this morning, we come hurting and broken. We not only have shattered bodies and bones and things that need your healing. Our spirits at times can feel as if they're broken. Father, I pray this morning that those in this place, those that we love, that are seeking a deeper relationship with you today, would be inspired to take that next step. As our scripture and our message speaks of today, Lord, just a touch. The woman who had been sick for 12 years, her faith was so strong, she just knew she needed to touch the hem of Jesus' clothing. Father, let us have that kind of faith. Let us have the faith and the hope of an Easter people. Father, we need you. We plead to you. We call out to you for your guidance, for your discernment in our lives. Things in our everyday life, Lord, that tear us away from you. We pray relief from those things. Father, we pray today for each one of us. Father, before we can help with love and community around us, we ourselves must be healed first. We can't help another until we've helped ourselves to a relationship with Jesus. Father, I pray this morning that we will be made strong in that walk with you. And once that has taken place in our lives, and we feel the difference of the Holy Spirit residing within us, then we would reach out in love to our neighbors. Reach out to those who are wandering lost in our world today. And there are many of them. Father, this week at the church office, many, many people came by. It seemed like the week for people in need. We can see in the world right here in Lake Worth that people are desperate for a relationship with God. Father, I pray that we would be a church for them to come and find that peace. That when they reach out to a church, they find love and welcome. Father, thank you for giving us the capacity to love ones, to love those different from ourselves. Wherever we find differences, let us find unity. Let us find love for one another. Father, thank you for the blessings you've poured out upon Lakeside. Father, thank you for the blessings you've poured out in families represented here today. Father, thank you for the blessings you've poured out for individuals as we sit here in the family of God. We're grateful for that. So, Father, today we lift up our world. We are still a people of hope. There is hope in Christ. And we live in that reassurance. So, Father, be with us in our service. Bless Clark for the message he will bring about spreading the good news. I pray a blessing upon him today and Carol. So, Father, be with us in our service. Let us feel your presence in this place. Let us feel the Holy Spirit come and dwell within each of us. Father, I thank you. And now we pray together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
whose storehouses are empty, so that they may feel God's presence and provide hope in the midst of despair. Would the ushers please come forward to receive our offering?
Thank you.
minutes on the video. Just want to invite Les to come forward.
Done school thinking that I could do both, being a grad student by day and doing drugs and partying. Well, this whole time, my parents, they had been Christian for several years now and just had really grown in their faith. My parents knew the only way they would be able to see me since I wanted nothing to do with them. They actually flew out to Atlanta one time, and after the second day, I kicked them out. But my dad, he wanted to give me something, and it was his very first Bible, and he left it on my kitchen counter. But as soon as they left, I took his Bible and I threw it in the trash can. My mom prayed that God would do whatever it takes to bring this prodigal son to the Father. Well, this miracle, this answer to prayer came one day with a bang on my door. I opened up my door, and on my front doorstep were 12 federal drug enforcement agents, Atlanta police, and two big German Shepherd dogs. I just received a large shipment of drugs, and they confiscated all my money and my drugs, and I was charged with a street value equivalent of 9.1 tons of marijuana. I was walking around the cell block, and I passed by this garbage can, and as I looked at that garbage can, I felt like I was looking at my own life, and I was about to pass by that garbage can, but something on top of the trash caught my eye. I bent over, and I picked it up, and it was a Gideon's New Testament. I took that New Testament back to my cell, and for the very first time, I opened up that New Testament and I read through the entire Gospel of Mark. And as I know today, what we have in our Bibles is not just ink on paper, but what we have in our Bibles is the very breath of God. And it's living and powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword. And as I began to read God's Word, it began to penetrate me. And it began to cut through my stubborn, hard heart. He revealed his plan for my life, and he called me a full-time ministry while I was in prison. So the greatest miracle of this whole story is that actually Moody accepted me. I was released from prison in July of 2001, and I started the very next month. I'm teaching now back at Moody in the Bible department, so I tell people I went from prisoner to professor. Only God can do that.
Only one of many that come into the Gideon's International every day, a testimony as to what God did in someone's heart and life and how God changed them. Who are the Gideons? The Gideons are Christian businessmen and professional men, over 300,000 worldwide. Our purpose is to win others for Christ by personal witnessing. As a Gideon and auxiliary, we carry a little personal worker like this. The men's is brown, the ladies are periwinkle. And as the Lord would lead, we pass that out and give it to some person. And we go over the helps that are in the front of the New Testament, and we go over the plan of salvation that is in the back of the New Testament. We distribute God's Word around the world in 200 countries now in 97 different languages. We pass these out and distribute them in hotels, motels, hospitals, nursing homes, schools, police, fire departments, colleges, and prisons as we have the opportunities. I'd like to tell you about the distribution that Gideon did in Peru. They went to this school. They got the permission of the headmaster, as we always do. They went out in front of the school, and as the students were coming out, they would pass them this little blue New Testament, and that's what we normally give in foreign countries, is a blue testament. And one young man took this testament, and he took about 15, 20 steps, and he just took it, and he threw it as hard as he possibly could. It landed up on a nearside rooftop. Well, the Gideons had to come back to that same school about 3 or 4 weeks later because there were several classes that were not in session. So they pulled up out front, and as they started getting out of the car, a man ran over to them and came up to them and said, "Thank you, thank you." They said, "But why?" He said, "Well, I was over there on that rooftop working a few weeks ago, and I was very deep in despair, very angry with the world. I actually was kind of considering going back to my room that night and committing suicide. And then you threw that New Testament up to me." He said, "I took it home and I started reading it. And after several days, I had to keep reading it. And he says, I found out that I was a sinner, that I was going to die and go to hell. And I got down on my knees and asked Christ to forgive me of my sins and come into my heart and life. And he says, I just wanted to thank the Gideons. Well, I'm sure that you've all heard of Isaiah 55:11 that says, show shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that to which I purposed it. Again, God can work any kind of miracles that he asks for us. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the Life Book. The pastor told me that he had recently ordered some, which was great. The Life Book was developed in 2010, and it was developed because, as you probably know, the Gideons in most states and most cities and places cannot get in the schools like we used to. There still are a few places that are sort of out in the country that, you know, the superintendent probably knows Christ as his Savior, and he still gets by with letting the Gideon pass out the New Testament there, but that's one of the very few. So anyways, they began the Life Book in 2010. Since that time, there have been over 17 million that have been passed out. This was a new avenue for us because they had to develop this completely because there was nothing like this. And it has the book of John in it, and it has different students that ask questions and so forth, and they answer them, and they sort of make it look like, I don't think I can show you, but they do different circles and drawings like you would see in some old type of comics and so forth that, you know, to bring their attention to it. But anyways, with that coming out that we've got to pass out over 17 million, it's made so that churches can order it and the youth department can take it to school and pass it out peer to peer. And I told the pastor that in our area, there's several churches got together with their youth groups and they take these to the malls on Friday night and they give them to their peers. And last year alone, just last year only, the students in Lake County have given out 4,200 of those new Life Books. So we wanted to make you aware of that. I didn't know if you've ever heard of the Life Book or not, but it's just a blessing that God worked out. I want to tell you about some Heavenly Father. In October of 2005, the country of Pakistan experienced an earthquake and more than 73,000 people lost their lives. You've probably heard about it. As is often the case, the first responders were Christian churches. And as relief lies poured in, so did thousands of copies of God's Word through the Gideon organization. And so they started passing out these New Testaments. They went to this one village, and there they started passing out God's Word. And all at once, the cleric asked if he could talk to them. And so they put share, and they had the privilege to lead this cleric to Christ. He said, I just need to know more about this Jesus, and can you tell me about him? And so they had the privilege of leading him to Christ. Well, now you can only imagine how upset the villagers were when they found out their spiritual leader had abandoned Islam and for Christianity. They refused to allow his family to draw any water out of the village well. So he said, I just poured my heart out to Christ. I kept praying and praying, and he said, he led me to start digging a well by my hand, right in my own tent. And he says, I kept digging and digging, and I hit water after a few weeks. He said, after a couple more weeks, the village well went dry. And he said, then the village people came to me and they wanted water. And he says, I said, sure, I'll give you all the water that you want as long as I can tell you about the living water. And now that village is a Christian village. I'd like to also tell you a little bit about what's going on in China. We don't get to say a lot about it, but the Gideon's International is legally distributing scriptures in China. tithe. Gentlemen, to date, we have distributed more than 2.8 million copies in 14 different provinces. These scriptures are distributed by an international Gideon team and also made available for distribution through Christian-owned businesses. We praise God how He has opened that door and continue to pray that somehow we can even do more in China, as the Lord will lead. The other thing that he's doing in Asia is the fact that, for example, last year, over 1 million scriptures per month were placed in the country of India. So that's all made possible by the help of people like you and congregations like you are. We need your help. We want to continue to be partners with you in this church in spreading God's word around the world. We ask that you would pray for this ministry as Satan tries to deter us. We would ask that you would also use the Gideon card that back in that foray back there, there's a rack. You take the Gideon card, it doesn't cost you anything. You decide if you want to donate one Bible or five Bibles or 10 Bibles or whatever the Lord would lead you to do. We also need qualified men to consider becoming a part of this ministry and helping us in whatever the Lord would lead. We ask that you would help us in distributing these little missionaries. We call this little New Testament a missionary because for $1.25, we can place that any place around the world. Just say for 10, putting 10 of these around the world for $12.50. Or maybe the Lord would lead you to give a whole case of 100 for $125. The other thing I'd like to tell you is that yesterday, before I came down from the villages, and I printed out a report that says, as of yesterday morning, there were 9,128,385 scriptures that are designated to go to 54 different countries. But as of right now, the Gideons do not have the money to pay for these 9 million and so forth scriptures. So we're hoping that this weekend, as the Gideons from Florida go around in this area to many, many churches, that we can help take that total down a little bit and get a lot of those released. But we would just ask that you would do whatever the Lord would lead you. We're not here otherwise. We just want God to be honored and glorified. So we thank you for allowing us to be here, congregation. We thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to be here. And we just a privilege to be able to worship with you folks today. Thank you very much.
You heard in Les's testimony today of how God reaches out and touches us just a touch. Miss Charlotte this morning put her hands out to me and said, "Is this the touch?" Yes, it can be. How many people are touched? Ironically, our scripture today is coming from Mark, the young man in the video. Didn't you find that? I got chills. I'm getting it right now thinking that the young man threw his Bible, his father's Bible, in the garbage. And he's in prison and he walks by a garbage can. Son of a gun, I ask you all the time, how does God work those little details out? He walks by a garbage can in the jail. What would even make this story better if that was his dad's Bible? Then we could say, wow, God really took some extra time to work this one out. And those little things, God works out every day in our lives. Amen. A young man throws his Bible up on a roof, and a roofer gets it and says, look what dropped out of heaven from God. Folks, our scripture today, for the sake of time, I'm not going to read the entire scripture. But if you turn to Mark 5, verses 21 through 43, it's about the woman with the blood disorder, that her faith, all she needed to do was touch the hem of Jesus' clothes.
This story inspires me that people today can touch the living Word of God through a Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I do this almost all the time. I go to a hotel. One of the first things I do is go over to the nightstand and open a drawer to see if there's a Bible in there.
Right.
Now, I'm a pastor. I've got 40 Bibles at home, probably. Probably have 50 in the office over there that I give out to people. But you know what? People touch the hem of Jesus today through this. And that's what the Gideons do. Because you know what? When I pull that drawer open in the hotel and see the Bible in there, I'm like, ah, okay, that's good. If I need to read the Bible, I have it on my phone. But you know what? There's some person that has not had access to a Bible that might walk by a trash can and see one. You know, I never looked at it that way before. Maybe we should start throwing Bibles away. You know, God uses everything. We think we know the best way. We think people need to come to this building and get in the pew and get a Bible out and read it. I know most of you, we come here every week. We have scripture. We read the Bible. I hope you have Bibles at home that you read. But guess what, folks? There's people in the world that are not only never going to get to touch the hem of Jesus' cloak, they may never get to touch the Bible. It's amazing how we hear these stories of lives changed. Pakistan? Wow. It's a miracle a man wasn't killed. But apparently God showed up. Jesus showed up and protected him. And changed many, many lives. So our scripture today in 21 through 43 of Mark 5, and that young man pulled the Bible out, that Testament, that New Testament, and read from Mark, read the entire book of Mark. In that reading, he touched the hem of Jesus' cloak. It turned his life around. This woman that is afflicted. There was a crowd of people around Jesus that day. Some of them just crowded in around him. They touched him. They were shoulder to shoulder with him. And they received nothing from him. This woman with the blood disorder, she kept saying to herself, I just need to touch the hem of his cloak. I just need to touch him. She didn't want anyone to know. You knew at that time, the law of Moses says a woman with that disease was an outcast. She couldn't be around other people. She had to walk around the town saying, I'm unclean, get away from me. But her faith, she had probably seen Jesus teaching and preaching and healing, and her faith saved her. She knew that if I just touch him, and no one will know. There were plenty of people that day touching Jesus. They were on the way to a 12-year-old girl's bedside. Jairus' daughter, remember the story? This woman suffered with this disorder for 12 years. Jesus was on his way to heal a 12-year-old. There again, God is just all over those little details. How does he do that? How does he do that? This little girl had been completely healthy for 12 years and then had an issue. This lady had been sick for 12 years. She had an issue of healing. When she touched the hem of his garment, his robe, Jesus knew that the power had been released from him. He knew a miracle had taken place. You often hear this story quoted as a miracle on the way to a miracle. I guess God can do that. I guess he can show us a miracle on the way of Jesus doing another miracle. God can do those things. So some of these people just crowded in around Jesus. They were pushing him. Let's go. We've got to
Jairus' house and saved this little girl. All those people were touching Jesus and nothing happened to them. They had faith. Did you think it was more of a sideshow? Jesus walking along, he had this reputation of healing people. They wanted to get there to see it happen again. This is better than the carnival coming to town. That poor girl laying there dead, he's going to go and touch her. Boy, up she jumps. Won't that be cool? The carnival's in town. None of those people received the miracle that this lady did. That this woman with this disorder. But only one in that crowd touched him and was healed. Do you know how strong and powerful that is in our lives? Story after story after story, someone picks up the Bible and touches the hem of Jesus. And lives are changed. Thank God for the Gideons. I suspect you're the biggest organization that actually gets the word of God among people, right? Thank God for the Gideons. They have taken this on as their mission. I know a lot of local Gideons here. I'm going to throw this in because I think it's relevant here. These businessmen have been active in their communities. When did Gideon start? Give me some history, you know? 1899. What, 1899?
Just passed out
2 billion scriptures have been handed out by the Gideons.
That's amazing.
As you look around our own congregation, and God bless our own congregation, do you still have some gentleman in your group that was born in 1899? Not quite, but point being made, we can age out, can't we? We see that in our churches today. Where are the young people? Where are the young people joining the Gideons? Coming alongside them, joining them, and helping them spread the word. The gospel. The living word. I love that we call this the living word of God.
Amen.
The hymn of Jesus is in this book. The reaction we have from reading this scripture is the same as that lady touching Jesus' garment. It's the same thing. If we believe it, what will happen? No one knows what will happen if you believe it. If we believe, it will happen. Jesus came and she knew that something amazing was going to happen. The hem of his garment was that point of contact. For us today, for those non-believers and believers alike, this is how we touch the living God through the Scripture. If we read the Scripture, we're residing with Jesus. When you're lonely, I hope you pull out your book. I spoke with Les earlier. I said, I'm amazed that you're allowed to send these life books into schools. That seems like something that's counter to our culture today, doesn't it? I'm like, God bless you. I don't know how. And I, you know what I said? And he quickly corrected me. I said, boy, thank the Gideons for getting this book out to people. The Gideons had nothing to do with it. They were a vessel. God allows these life books to go into schools. You know what? I could walk up to a school and start handing those out. I would have trouble with that. But you know what? Our kids could walk up and give them to another kid. So, I'm still kind of offended by that, by the way. But he said they went to the ACLU to ask if they had any problem with this program they were doing. And so, no, they couldn't find anything that they thought would not work out. God is amazing. Our faith opens the door to God. It gives us permission for God to respond to our heart's cry. Do we have to give permission to God to allow Him into our lives? Okay, do you get like this? Yes, we have to give God permission. God is there. But we have to say, come on in.
Amen.
We have to open the door. We have to touch the hem of Jesus. It's an effort on our part. It's free. It's right there for the taking. All we have to do is reach out for it. All we have to do is look in the bottom of the trash can and find a Bible laying there. God is busy, but how does He work all those little things out? Is God bigger than us? I could have never pulled that off. The Gideons could never have pulled that off. You know what? You know who can, right? God can. Jesus Christ can. When the crowd was all around Jesus and the lady, the woman touched Him, He said, "Who touched me?" Now Jesus is pretty smart. Why did He have to ask? He knew. But He wanted to make a point. He wanted to make a point of showing the crowd what faith would do. The faith of a mustard seed. It's all God asked from us. Do you need that touch today? Miss Charlotte got hers from just a little old me. But the touch of God today. Reach out. Touch His hem. That's all you have to do. I hope today that you've read between the lines of this story and realize that it's time to reach out to Christ. It's time to put your trust in Him. You know, we rub shoulders with God all the time, right? The people in the crowd that day, they were rubbing shoulders with Jesus. And nothing happened for them. Let's reach out and touch the hem of Jesus' robe. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're grateful that Jesus Christ came to earth to walk among crowds of people, to be hustled and bustled and shuffled around the crowd. But those just there for the show were not touched. But as this woman with this disease knew that her faith in Christ could save her, Father, I pray that today we would be like her, that we would be willing to reach out, even if it's in the secret places of our homes, of our churches, and our minds, that we would be willing to give ourselves up for Christ. Father, I thank You for the work You do through the Gideons. I thank You for the work You do through Lakeside United Methodist Church. We are a people of hope. We are a people of God. And thank You for giving us Your Son, Jesus, in whose Him we reach out to touch. We pray in His precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Keep down.
Thank you.
are invited to our ice cream social across the way. Who would ever turn down ice cream? I'm sure we have chocolate. Wait a minute, do we have chocolate? Okay. Les, thank you for coming and sharing your message of the Gideons. We're so appreciative of that. Receive this blessing. Father God, as we leave this place, let us continue to reach for the hem of Jesus' clothing. Father, the power of the Spirit living within the touch is all we need in our world today. Bless us as we leave this place. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen.
Amen.
You probably still have it.
Somewhere.